Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our show, those tuning in here in Mississippi at 92.3 FM. Let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist L. Young is making his first appearance here on our program to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world. And speaking of sharing music, you guys are going to be listening to his single, I Love My Girl, here a little bit later. L., good afternoon to you, and welcome to the program, man.
Hey, good afternoon, man. How's it going?
Going really well. Glad you could finish off the week with us this afternoon. Man, you know, congratulations to you not only on the single, I Love My Girl, but also the moves you've been making in pursuing your love of music. What has it been like for you, Al, to see how people are responding to you and also to what you're bringing to the music industry?
Well, it's been great, man. I'm really excited. The response has been great, you know, and it's just such a good feeling to know that I'm finally getting a chance to get my voice heard and my message across to a wider audience than ever before. And I'm just really excited.
Well, you talk about, you know, getting the opportunity. You know, when did you first know, Al, that this was what you wanted to do? I think, you know, most people, you know, everything has a beginning. So for you, what was that beginning that made you say, you know, I want to be able to do this?
Well, I came up in the church, so I'd always been singing like all my life, like just before I could remember, before I could actually talk, I was singing. But I think the moment that I knew this is what I wanted to do with my life was in fourth grade, and I just joined the talent show. Nobody knew I could sing, really, because at that point in time, I was a little bit of a little troublemaker in school. I wasn't really a fighter or anything like that, but I got other people to fight. And I wasn't really concentrated on my schoolwork or talents or anything like that. So on a whim, I got in the talent show, and I saw the way it affected how everyone treated me. From that point on, I got so much attention and so much praise that I was afraid to let anybody down. My grades went up, everything. I just got straight in line, but also with that came the favor of, like, the principal of the school used to have me over a house all the time. I used to sing for the governor of the state and all this stuff. I was like, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to touch people like this for the rest of my life, and I want to, you know, what comes along with that.
Well. You know what, that's something right there, man, that you made a decision that you wanted to touch people with your life. And I think that is why, you know, the things that are happening to you are happening to you. So kind of, you know, take us through the experience. Over the past several weeks, you've been doing interviews like this. I noticed, because I stay in contact with you on Facebook like a lot of other people do, and, you know, I know you had a Skype interview recently, I think from the UK. You know, literally thanks to the internet, you're able to, in just a few clicks, literally connect with the world. What does that feel like? Because you know, just like I know, 20 years ago, you know, people in the industry, you know, they had to sit down and write letters, and they didn't know if the artist was going to get them. And you had this large team you had to go through to get to the artist. Now you're able to have that one-on-one with people. What has that part of the journey been like for you?
That is fascinating in and of itself. I mean, like you said, 20 years ago, you know, we couldn't do it like this. Just to be able to reach somebody in Germany instantly, you know, and then to know, you know, like somebody hit me up the other day in Germany asking for some music that I forgot I'd done. They're like, oh, yeah, we got this album, we got this record, and this record, you send us another copy. I'm like, I ain't got no copy of that. How about you send me what you got, because I ain't got it no more. You know, it was just crazy to me that, you know, it's like that now. And you know, thank God for that, because a lot of good music is being exposed because of that, and it's breaking down barriers, not only for us in this country, but for us, you know, all across the world.
Exactly. I totally agree with that, Il. And I think that has been one of the great things, and as you said, because of that, a lot of great music is being heard that otherwise would not be. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. We have Il Young on with us this afternoon. He's talking to us not only about the love of music, but also sharing when it all began for him and what it's been like for him to share. You know, I think, you know, going back to why you do what you do and what you said you wanted to do, Il, I think that goes a lot to, you know, your purpose and what, you know, and your passion and what you're passionate about. I want to talk to you about how you've been able to remain focused, because we know, you know, with attention, you know, there can come the hurdles and the obstacles and everything. How have you been able to focus on the goal even when things don't happen maybe as quickly as you would like them to?
I think it is entirely the love of the music, like you said. Not to be cliche or anything, if I didn't love the music side of it, if I would have stopped doing this a long time ago. It's so full of ups and downs and peaks and valleys and a lot more downs than ups, to be quite honest. And if you don't really have that love for what you're trying to express, you know, if you feel like you can do something else with your life, I would encourage you to do something else. But when you wake up and there's nothing but I gotta create, I gotta show somebody this, I gotta touch somebody, I gotta say something, then, you know, that's what keeps me going every day. Because at some point it becomes not about money or fame or anything like that. It just comes about leaving something on a mark on this world that will make a difference. I wanna create that song that's gonna teach people to love again, or to stop a war, or to make people reconsider something. I want to be that artist, so that's what I'm striving for, and that's what drives me, just the love of the music.
Wow. And I think that's the thing, man. And you know what? When you love the music, I think everything else does come. I think it's just the way it is. I mean, if you have that true love for the music, the rest of it does come. So speaking of the music, we're going to be able to listen to one of your singles here in a moment. Let's talk about inspiration. I mean, when you think about what inspires you as an artist, where would you say the most of your inspiration comes from?
I would say most of my inspiration comes from personal life experience. You know, I wouldn't say my album is autobiographical or anything like that, but I would say that, you know, things that have happened to me over time, or I've witnessed others close to me experience, those kind of make up, you know, the inspiration for most of my songs, the starting point anyway.
Got you. And so when you think about that, then how then does the song that we're going to be listening to, I Love My Girl, it seems very self-explanatory, but how would you say that song came about?
Well, that song actually came about because of a complaint of a friend of mine on Facebook. She was talking about how all the athletes and the successful black men that get up in business, they always get them either an exotic-looking woman or a Caucasian woman on their arm, and sisters are feeling left out, and et cetera, et cetera. So that song is actually my ode to black women, my dedication to them, that, you know, there are some brothers out there that still love them and still, you know, think that they are the cream of the crop. And I just wanted to be an encouragement to black women. So the song is really in a macrocosm about, you know, I Love My Girl means I love the black woman. Not saying I don't love anybody else. I'm not saying that.
Right.
I'm not trying
right.
to alienate anybody. I love women, period. But I just need to do something special for them to show them that, you know, we still here. And we still looking, we still loving, and we still appreciate you.
Got you. Well, all right. Well, since we have you here with us, why don't you do us the honors and introduce the single for us?
Okay. Exclusive, right here, live with Cyrus. Well, the new single from Il Young, I Love My Girl.
Them other girls may try, and some may catch my eye, but I just end up walking away. They don't get any time, 'cause you tried to read my mind, and I don't hear a word that they say.
There you have I Love My Girl by recording artist L. Young here on Conversations Live. We actually have the man joining us this Friday afternoon. He's been talking with us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of his fans. So, you know, I mentioned earlier, L, that you've been doing these interviews. You've been, of course, being heard in different places. People are able to enjoy your music. I know you're recently on Sirius XM as well. You know, have you gotten used to the feeling of knowing that you are doing what so many people just talk about?
No, not yet. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's surreal at times, you know, especially the first time I actually heard my song on broadcast radio here when I was driving the car. And, you know, that was a little surreal for me. That never happened before. And it was kind of weird when it happened. My iPhone died when I was listening to my music, and my iPhone died, and so I had to switch on the radio, and I switched on the radio, and my song was on. I thought, you know, something weird was going on with the iPhone, and I was like, oh no, I'm actually on the radio, and I was by myself. I was looking at the cars next to me, like, do y'all hear this? Like, you know, but you know, it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, it's all definitely deserved, man. Congratulations to you. Again, everyone, L. Young is our guest. You have a new website, too, L. Let us just know how they can stay in contact with you and, of course, be able to support your music as well.
For sure. L. Young Music is the website. It's www.L is in the letter L, Y-O-U-N-G, music.com. And also you can hit me up on Twitter at The Real L. Young or on Facebook.com/ L. Young Music. I'm always on there. I answer my own messages and all that. So please reach out to me, email me, do whatever. Let's talk and let me know what's up. And I'm real hands on. That's how I keep the music real. So y'all get at me.
There you go. Well, you know what? I think that is the great thing. The great thing about music and the internet and being able to connect with people. You know, congratulations to you again, man, on all that's coming your way. I know this is only the beginning for you. And we look forward to staying in contact with you. All it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime.
Thank you so much, sir. Glad we finally got this together, man.
Well, look, man, same here. Glad to be able to do it. Again, everyone, recording artist L. Young, make sure you guys do stay in contact with him. He's all over the internet. You can find him on Facebook, Twitter, and also, as he mentioned, too, his website as well. So make sure you guys do check him out. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. And we did you guys a favor. We tagged L. Young's Facebook fan page as well as his Twitter handle on our page. So go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb or facebook.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share with your friends using the social media buttons there. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. Have a great one.